because on the line from Empire of the Sun, Mr. Luke Steele, man. How you doing? You good?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Hey.
Nice to talk to you, sir. Where are you at the moment?
In Sydney, just rehearsing with Empire. Hey.
Ah, cool.
Trying to sling on the guitar, back into it. It's great.
How far into it are you?
What are we? About a week into it now and finding my way around the fretboard again.
Sweet solos ready to go?
Yeah.
Because you've got these shows coming up. You've got the ones at the Opera House, Vivid Live, and, of course, Splendor in the Grass, which was announced a few days ago. And I think, are you also playing a festival curated by Jay-Z?
Yeah. Philadelphia. That just got confirmed, supporting Beyonce.
That's insane, dude. That is amazing. How did you get the call about that?
Jay-Z rang up, said, "Steel, what do you think? My missus is doing it. Come on." Yeah.
It's pretty exciting, dude. It's all very exciting for you guys. I mean, I just played the sweet intro from a teaser video you guys made. In fact, I shouldn't say you guys. You did have help from J.J. Abrams, the guy who made Star Trek and Lost and stuff. How did that come about?
That kind of eventuated through him wanting to start a separate wing of his company that brings in bands. And, that's not right. I guess I just got a call from Charles Scott, who's his main music director. Yeah, that's more of the point. And then it's kind of right near my house in Los Angeles, and we ended up having them come on board and helping us.
It's cool. Is it just that teaser that he's done, or has he done other things for you as well?
Yeah, they shot the first video, but it's more a couple of the guys working at his actual company. It's not JJ himself.
I'm talking to Luke Steele from Empire of the Sun. I'm going to listen to the very first tune very, very soon. But that, I mean, that whole vibe with that trailer and stuff is a little bit of a story going on, people discovering, that you guys are back. What was the idea behind all of that stuff?
Well, basically, it's a couple of thousand years on. My crown has been stolen and it's corrupted my dreams. So trees are burying their heads in the sand and waterfalls are going in reverse and animals are being born with strange features. So we basically need to set out and reclaim my headpiece to restore sanity to my dreams and creations. And that was some archaeologists finding some cave drawings of the empire and maybe where we are and where we are on the journey.
There's a lot of thought going into that.
Yeah, it's working with the big guys now.
Is that like, is Ice on the Dune some kind of, I guess, like a concept album in that regard?
Yeah, I don't know. What do you say to a concept album question? I guess you just say yes. I guess
it's a sort of a silly question because most albums have concepts.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we have a listen to the song we have heard from Empire of the Sun. This is Alive from Ice on the Dune. Then we should talk about what else is coming up for you guys as well, because, we've got to hear some more music at some point on Triple J. This is Alive. Triple J, that is Alive by Empire of the Sun from their new album, Ice on the Dune. Luke Steele is on the phone. Is that you singing that high falsetto bit in the middle?
Yeah, I'm now officially called Cindy. We work with a black choir in New York City. They were amazing, and they kind of said, "Who's that girl in the middle? She's amazing." And I had to say that's Cindy.
So it is you singing, but you're calling yourself Cindy, or is there actually a girl named Cindy?
Yeah, I think I had to be Cindy.
You had to put on a character. It's an amazing voice. Have you been like singing in this singing a lot in the last few years?
Yeah, I think because I'm a pretty average singer, I have to do about 4,000 takes to get a good one. So eventually, I'm starting to get a bit better.
Dear. What where did you record it?
That was recorded in Santa Monica.
Because you've been recording in, wasn't it, four different countries? Like New Zealand and Australia and England as well?
Yeah, it was a bit of a journey, this one. It's kind of everything seemed like it was a bit of a test. The first record, I'd walk in the studio and trip on a guitar chord and land flat on my face on a synthesizer and it would be the right chord, for the song. This time, everything was the opposite. So, yeah, we started in Sydney, and I went to New Zealand, to Miami, to London, to New York, and it was a real journey.
Nice. Well, I guess, after Walking on a Dream was so, massive, did you have to make, much more solid plans for this one?
Yeah, well, we spent the first year and a half telling people that we can't right, Walking on a Dream Part 2, was at the point where people had the backing there and it was the exact same melody. It was Walking on a Stream. And it took so long, you know, to convince people that we can't put out the exact same song.
Yeah.
We have to write a new record that's got new chords and new melodies. So after a year and a half of that, we've got onto the new album.
Alive does have a similar vibe to it. It's got, you know, it's like...
He's not sarcastic at all. He's not sarcastic at all.
People are... Don't worry. People are getting it. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. But it was like, you know, the pressure was immense, you know, because it was like sold millions of copies and it's really like, just do that again and it would be better, but you can't. Hey, you can't.
Yeah. No, you, well, I guess not, because it'd be boring for you as well.
Yeah.
Gosh, but you haven't. So when are we going to hear the rest of the stuff? The album comes out on the 14th of June. Are we going to hear anything more before that?
I guess so. Is there another single or something coming out?
Let's just say yes.
Yeah.
And I guess when you play the Opera House for Vivid Live, that'll be like the first chance we get to see this stuff done live.
Yeah, that's right. Because the record comes out, a couple of weeks after that. So it's going to be quite a few of the record tracks, obviously.
Can I ask?
It'll be pumping.
Yeah, can I ask? Are you going to, I guess before you play these gigs, you're going to have to steal your drummer back from your sister. I chatted to Katie the other day. She brought a new tune into Triple J, and this is what this is what she said.
I stole my brother's drummer from Empire of the Sun, Tony.
Isn't they got a new album? Isn't he busy?
No, they start like a week after. It's so funny. Like, I've been away for 3 years. Luke's been working on his record for like 5 years, and we both happen to put out something in the same week. That's funny, isn't it?
The sibling rivalry, the competition, the nibbling is still going on.
I am going to kick his ass.
There we go.
So you're going to have to steal your drummer back.
Yeah,
Have you seen Katie recently?
Yeah, she's staying at a hotel at the moment.
All right.
Just can't really afford her own room, so Big Brother has to help out.
And then she goes and repays the favour by nicking your drummer. How many people are going to be on stage when we see you guys play?
It's going to be kind of similar to last time. We're going to have the four dancers, three in the band, and maybe a few extra kind of characters coming up.
All right, cool. Well, we've got those shows at Vivid and then Splendour in the Grass as well. I should let you go because you've got to get back to this rehearsal. How's everything? And Mr. Littlemore's all good?
Yeah, that's all good. Mm-hmm. We're back on track.
Yeah, and Nick's still not playing live, is he, with you guys?
No, they're taking over the studio wing and, our strange arrangement will continue.
It's a strange little estranged relationship, but it seems to work. All right, dude, well, I guess we'll find out more about the album when you find out what's going on and if there's any other gigs to be announced soon, and we'll see you really, really soon.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks very much.
No worries, man. Have a good one. I might chuck on some Jay-Z since you are playing a festival curated, but since he personally called you and requested you, I'll chuck them on now.
Damn.
Good on you, man. See you later soon.
Yes,
see you soon.
Man, bye.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.